outrage over more civilian killings in Ukraine. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The latest horror in Russia's war on Ukraine, a missile attack on a train station that killed at least 52 civilians and injured more than 100 others. Ukraine's prosecutor general says the attack is straight out of President Putin's playbook.
What we see in Kramatorsk, it is strategy how Russian army, how Russian troops do their war. They just kill civilians for scare them.
The people at the train station were trying to leave the eastern region before Russia mounts what's expected to be a major new attack. Russia, however, blames Ukraine for the train station attack,
saying it doesn't use the kind of missile that hit the station. But President Zelensky vehemently rejected that assertion, urging the West to hold Russia accountable. In an update from the Pentagon, they say Ukraine has received the S-300 surface-to-air missile defense system from Slovakia. That is among the list of heavier weapons that Zelensky has been asking for.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Lviv. The Idaho Supreme Court temporarily blocks a new state law that would ban abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The law, modeled after one in Texas, would enforce the ban by allowing the unborn child's relatives to sue the abortion provider. The White House celebrated Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation to the Supreme Court with a ceremony Friday.
Jackson noted her groundbreaking confirmation as the first black woman to serve on the high court after more than 230 years. And 115 prior appointments.
And our children are telling me that they see now more than ever that here in America, anything is possible.
Jackson won't take her place on the bench until the current Supreme Court term ends this summer.
Fox's Jared Halpern, and America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A leader of the Proud Boys pleads guilty to charges he helped plan and took part in the Capitol riot.
Charles Donahoe's pleaded guilty to conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding and assaulting or resisting officers. The Justice Department says he was the president of his local Proud Boys chapter, but he was later elevated to head of a group within the group meant to organize national rallies and events. Prosecutors say as of January 4th, he was aware of discussions to storm the Capitol using violence. And prosecutors say he was there that day and threw water bottles at police. He will cooperate with the investigation moving forward. A sentencing date was not set, but he faces 20 years on the conspiracy charge and 8 years on the assault charge. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Actor Kevin Spacey's asking a judge to throw out a sex abuse lawsuit his lawyers say was brought unjustly by an actor who claims Spacey abused him 34 years ago. A record number of guns captured at an Atlanta airport.
The TSA says one out of 11 of all the guns detected at airport security checkpoints nationwide is caught at Atlanta's main international airport. 94 guns were found in the first 3 months of this year, breaking the previous record of 89 during the same period last year. A record-breaking 507 firearms were detected in carry-on bags last year at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. Anna Wells, Fox News.
They're engaged again. Jennifer Lopez announces in a fan newsletter that she and Ben Affleck are getting married. The couple first engaged in 2002 but broke up in 2004. Lopez later married singer Mark Anthony, divorced him, and was more recently in a romance with baseball star Alex Rodriguez. Affleck went through a marriage and divorce on his own with actress Jennifer Garner. And now Affleck and Lopez have come full circle. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.